Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Early this morning, Jeff was telling us that he and his wife Jessica got in a little bit of a scub last night.
It wasn't even a fight. It was a temper tantrum by me. Like I'll take the blame for it. I was just having a bad night in the kitchen.
But you said it was brought on by her total lack of respect and irresponsibility.
No, it wasn't lack of respect. It wasn't irresponsibility. I am convinced, and you'll see all these surveys from time to time, and you know, Melissa will put them in her news. The number one cause of fights between couples this year is money or cleaning the house or sex or, you know, there's a half dozen. You can probably make a very short list of the five or six things that couples fight about. And communication will be on there, but I think that's communication, like, oh, one person doesn't talk enough or too much or whatever. And I think if there was a law that required everyone to pause just 2 seconds before they said what they had to say, fights would be cut by 2/3, if not more. Because what too often happens is Jessica and I will find ourselves not fighting about a particular issue, but fighting about the fact that we're fighting, the way one of us talked to another. And the perfect example happened last night when I was making, I had made homemade pizza dough and homemade sauce, and I was all excited to make a homemade pizza. And I went to the bottom of the stairs. Jessica was upstairs, and I yelled up, do we have a pizza pan? Because I remember seeing one, you know, just like a tin thing. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing one, but I couldn't find anyone in the kitchen. And she says, no, we don't have one. That was somebody's that we had borrowed. And then I made this statement, and this is referring to something Jessica did earlier this year. I wish you hadn't thrown out our pizza stone. Referring to a pizza stone that my parents gave us for Christmas like 5 years ago that to me was perfectly seasoned. It was dark. It had burn spots on it. It was perfect. Jessica just thought it was gross. She thought it was too dirty and we didn't use it enough and it was taking up space in her cabinet. So she's like, I'm going to throw it out. We battled over it for a week and then finally we didn't talk about it for a few days and she used that opportunity to toss it out. So I said to her from the bottom of the stairs, I wish you didn't throw out that pizza stone or you shouldn't have thrown out that pizza stone or something. The response that would have sent me into the other room with nothing else to say would be if she had said, I didn't think we'd use it anymore. Or, sorry, we hadn't used it in 6 months. Or anything along that line. Because then, acknowledgement of the problem, solution. But what does she come back with? Don't blame me for your unpreparedness.
That right there, that was it.
I'm looking at him like, okay, first you're frustrated because you can't get your pizza right and you're blaming her for the problem.
But I blame her? That's the
When you said you shouldn't have.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have. Everything would be fine if you hadn't thrown the thing out.
But that's not blaming. That's like saying...
But I'm thinking in her mind, she's thinking, how did I get involved in this?
So just those two words right there, you shouldn't, anything after that... You're already going to have the defense.
Because
the walls are up.
I'm not in the process of helping him fix the pizza, but somehow I'm to blame for the problem.
It would be like if Jen got up after, you know, this break and took all of her stuff that's sitting in front of her and took it back to her desk because, you know, the show's going to end in 45 minutes. She doesn't have any more entertainment buzz. She's done. She puts it back there. And then in a few minutes, I say, do you have a highlighter? And she says...
Don't blame me because you're not prepared.
Right. And she goes, no, I just took it to my desk. And then I say... Oh, you shouldn't have taken it to your desk yet. I was going to highlight this article for you. Like, then her response is, sorry about, like, why do you, like,
no,
I'm not blaming her for not having a highlighter.
But
I'm
the difference is, that, like, in the, comparatively, it would be if she had taken the highlighter to her office 6 months ago, and then you needed a highlighter right. Now, like, in what you're saying with Jessica, she threw this out earlier this year. So I just think even if you told Jen, well, you shouldn't have taken the highlighter out because I needed it, even though it was Jen's highlighter.
Either way, it's the two words there. You shouldn't
right.
is what set her off.
Right.
So here's what we would like to do here. And you guys can get in on this. 404-741-1005. Not necessarily two words, but they're there are some sentences, just one sentence, that will always get you in a fight with your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. And if you know what those sentences are before you get into the argument, you can avoid using those and things are going to be much better.
See, I think we have two of them here. You shouldn't have fill in the blank here.
Right.
We'll definitely start an argument. Mm-hmm. Or don't blame me because you're not prepared.
Those are two right there.
I think that's another phrase that would definitely send you into an argument.
You're going to get into an argument. Mm-hmm. Let me give you a stereotypical sentence that without a doubt, if you're a man, will get you in a fight with your wife every time. You're just like your mother.
Oh, yes.
Oh, dude.
All right, that's one you want to avoid for sure.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to stay away from a fight. Okay, so if you guys have these, 404-741-1005, and as a public service, we'll help each other out in our relationships here.
Right. I've got two words for you. It doesn't even have to be a full sentence. It can be any sentence that starts with these two words.
What?
You never.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you
using
never.
The word never.
See, I have on my list because if you're a collector of grudges is what I will admit I'm a bad fighter. And the bad thing is like if you are failing at your fight, people naturally will take out old, you know, bullets from an old gun and try to shoot it again. So if it's you never, meaning we're encompassing everything we've ever done together,
right.
Or that's typical. You know, oh, well, that's typical. You know, like if somebody does something wrong.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
you have to, what do you mean that's typical? Well, remember, and then you're bringing up, like, the fight should only encompass what's going on at that moment
Agreed.
In time. But I don't know if anybody's really good at allowing it just to be at that day and time.
One sentence phrases that will always, without a doubt, get you in a fight.
A common one that happens in my house is because my husband loses everything. So he says, where's my... fill in the blank here.
Oh, yeah, Jessica.
And I could count like 400 of those every mm-hmm. day. Where's my keys? Where's my shoes?
But
here's
the communication problem.
Wait, Jeff.
Here's the line that gets us into the fight is my response of when he says,
Where are my keys?
Why is that my job?
Oh, okay. Why is that my job?
Okay, so that's the one that happens in my... Why is that my job?
Let me give you a proper response, because for some reason that drives Jessica nuts, too.
Oh,
how long have you been in with Ryan?
Why is that my responsibility to know where your freaking keys are?
He just wants an ally. We're just frustrated.
I'll tell you why that argument right there is happens all the time in our house, because my wife loves to go ahead and move my stuff, just because she thinks it's more convenient for me over here.
Yes.
All right? So when I ask her, where are my keys, chances are pretty good she's moved them nine times.
Let me follow up with that. Hold on, Jeff. One thing, though, if you say, but you know what can fix that is if a guy says, have you seen my keys? If you just change the tone of it a little bit. So it's not Jen's job. It's just, hey, by the way, if you talk about needing an ally, hey, by the way, Jen, have you seen my keys? I have seemed to lost them. And then your wife is more likely to help you look for them rather than, well, you know, where are my keys? Keeper of my things.
This is a true story, and this is almost like Jen getting on the soapbox last week for when she threw her tantrum for whatever you're tantruming for. But like you said how Stacy will move stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, around your house and then blame you for it when you can't find it.
Mm-hmm.
Swear to God, true story. Thanksgiving night, we went over to friend's house, a lot of wine was drunk, come back to our house, and Jessica decides to make something on the stove using one of our Calphalon pots that you cannot put in the dishwasher. So she made it, rinsed it out, and left it in the sink. Then left it in the sink for 5 days, giving me grief every single day because I didn't clean my pot that I used to cook something. Both of us were buzzed enough that we forgot she's the one who cooked something. So finally, she throws a tantrum, pulls it out of the sink, violently scrubbing it with the brush, going, I don't understand why I have to. What did you make anyways? And I was sitting at my computer, and I all of a sudden, like a light bulb turned on. I turned around and said, you made gravy. I feel better now.
Like, you just wanted to vent.
He just wants to win.
Yes.
Good morning, Mark. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
What about when you start the sentence, I can't help it if you...
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Because
it puts the blame right back on you.
Where's my keys? I can't help it if you lose them all the time.
Right. Good morning, Beth. You are on the Burt Show, the sentence that will always get you in a fight.
Oh, it's, you are such a guy.
That one wouldn't bother me that much. Why would that
like
be offensive?
They do stupid guy stuff, though.
But
that's
if you
a compliment
said,
to Bert.
Yeah.
But if you said you
really?
Were such a
Bert's
woman.
Like I am?
If you say you're such a woman, though, I don't think that women would take that too well.
You're being such a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Well, why are you being such a woman about it?
I found that a lot of times that if you are fighting with someone and you say, a woman, and you say, you must be menstruating.
Oh.
That's really
yeah. That really
that'll
do it.
That a lot of times smooth things over because then you're showing sympathy
right.
because you know that once a month they just be Satan takes over. So you're just showing sympathy to their plight.
Do you have permission to throw something at him now?
Jeff is
you
just,
don't need permission
is,
for that.
Jeff is just channeling. He's channeling every bit of his anger out on us. But I think that
you're
you
obviously menstruating.
Anytime
must be that time of month.
Anytime a new you know friends of mine are in a new relationship, like I always wait until their first argument. Because to me, the real test of a relationship is not the lovey-lovey, I'm in love,
right.
and we're honeymoon. Because I really do think that as a couple, and I have friends that criticize me for saying this, but you have to fight well as get along mm-hmm. well. Because you're going to fight, and your relationship, if you fight well, then you will be able to maintain a relationship. But if you were the type that just
the
used to fight,
and
yeah,
the, yeah,
this
man.
Abusive, then it's, your relationship's not going to work.
Good morning, Kristen. You're on The Bert Show.
Hi. Before when you said the phrase, you're just like your mother, mm-hmm. I know at least for my boyfriend and I, when the worst thing he can say to me is, you're just like my mother.
Oh, no.
And when he's referring to his own mother?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
because chances are pretty good.
That is the worst when he says, you remind me of my mother.
Yeah, he's spending a lot of time complaining about his mom. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
404-741-1005. What are you guys looking at each other like that for?
Well, the first thought that came to my mind is, but usually a guy is like, he wants to be mothered by you, and then he turns around and says, you
use
know,
it against
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
See, there's a fine line here between mothering and controlling.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that any woman knows what that line is.
I've also found that sometimes when you're talking with a woman, just covering your ears and going, why are you always making noise? That also really kind of breaks the tension in the room and takes it to a different level.
Good morning, Karen.
Hi. I really hate when people start off a conversation saying, first of all. Uh-huh. That just puts me on the defensive.
Because you're going to know there's two or three other things
yeah.
coming that are going to
yeah,
hit you right between the
point.
Eyes.
There's
yeah.
the list.
That's
the
a
list
good
is coming.
Yeah.
Well,
first of all,
I would throw that at people and then just good. Never follow up with anything. First of all, I got to tell you, I don't like your attitude.
You're just a... You're
that's
weird.
It.
Jessica's so lucky.
Good morning, Catherine. You're on The Bert Show on all the hits, Q100.
Yeah, I got one that drives me crazy every time. When anything bad happens, it's always that figures.
That
yeah.
figures. Like,
that's typical.
That figures.
Same thing.
Yeah.
And again,
yeah.
that's bringing in past fights.
And I've been guilty of this, where I've been in a relationship in which it's just... Like those old wounds never seem to heal. So in 6 months later, you can bring something that happened 6 months ago.
Of those.
And that just can't. I mean, it's if with the right person, I'm not. But with other people, I have been.
You
where,
bring out the trunk. Let me open up everything
yeah.
you've
first
ever done wrong.
I can't even imagine in your world, you know, with two women,
oh,
how you guys remember every small detail.
Yes.
Yeah, bringing out that trunk on both sides. Arguments must last 4.5 hours.
Yes, and they never end. Like, and it's not always typical because, like I said, I just haven't been with the right partner.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that with two women, you're more than likely, because if they start something on me, then, I mean, I'm a female too, and I can turn it right back on you about all the things you've done, and that's not healthy.
Good that's morning, Tony.
That's what they should do over to those, like, those Fallujah and all those places in Iraq where they're trying to root people out. It's just send over a bunch of lesbians to argue. Just put them in the same room, and they'll start running
you're
out.
You're ridiculous.
Good morning, Tony.
You're such a homophobe.
Hi. It's the two words. Grow up, it causes a bit of insanity.
Oh,
so if a woman says
grow
up to you, see, Jeff thinks that that is like a slam dunk.
Well, it depends on the situation. Like, if I'm trying to be legitimate, then no. But if I've done something practical jokey and I get
like,
a grow up,
if you say, I'm not ready for kids, and she gives you a grow up, then you're mad.
Yeah.
This one is a classic. Good morning, Mandy.
Hey, the worst thing is when they say, why don't you just relax?
Yeah.
Oh,
I am guilty of that. Because it totally diminishes the emotion of the other person that you're in the argument with.
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, infuriating.
Yeah.
Right.
I just don't understand why you're so upset about something like something so small. It drives my wife crazy.
I think two words that are worse than relax is calm down.
Oh, yeah.
Calm down to me is worse than relax. Yeah, why don't you just calm down first? Oh. You just shut up.
How about I've never realized how smart you really aren't?
Yeah.
I haven't ever used that one.
What is wrong with you?
Do you realize you've just stopped the show 5 straight times?
Grow up, Jeff.
Oh, you relax.
Hey, Leslie, you're on All the Hits
Q100. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
We're starting to fight in here. I don't know.
My husband always tells me when we're fighting, it's always about you.
It's always about you. Again, Melissa's thing. You bring it in the past, in the now.
But it's also the belittling tone that is, too. That's belittling. Oh, it's always about you, isn't it?
How about this? How about when you're in an argument and someone says, okay, you're always right.
Oh,
yes.
Give up.
Yeah. You're always right. I'm wrong. You're always right.
Yeah. And you're like, no, keep fighting with me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think that's where that old phrase, you know, don't go to bed mad, you know, when grandparents or parents have said that is because, like, if you start a fight, you need to end it right there because it is dangerous to bring in. I would love,
I can't do that.
I can't. It's hard for, I've never been able to successfully do it, but the best way to fight is to get it over with and then be done with it. But I think the worst fights are the ones where, Jeff, 6 months ago, you shouldn't have thrown out that.
That wasn't a fight. I wasn't blaming her.
I love the couples that have, you know, in theory say, you know what? Makeup sex is always the best sex. You know, you have a big old fight. You guys make up. You guys realize how important the relationship is, and then you have great sex. I have never been able to do that because after a fight, I stay mad for the next 24 hours.
Really?
Even if we resolve it, it's cool. I'm cool. You're cool. I need 24 hours to cool down. And I'm total chick. Morning, All the Hits, Q100.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up, Bert Show?
What's going on?
This is the one that always gets my wife in our house when I say, common sense should tell you.
Yeah, what are you thinking, dude?
Because
what are you
she's
thinking?
Like, wow, are you questioning my intelligence?
Yeah.
And she goes, slam off.
Yeah. That ain't going to help. One more here. Kevin, you're on All the Hits, Q100.
And you wonder why I drink.
That would cause a fight in anyone's house but Crash and Lady Crash.
Right.
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.